morning, everybody. It's 9 o'clock. I will call the meeting to order. We have Jenny Marie Kirby, Daniel is telecommuting, and myself. We're looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is.
So move.
Motion made by Marie.
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Do you need to do a poll?
Oh yeah, we gotta do a poll, I'm sorry. Roll call, Jenny?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the March 16th, 2022 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the business committee?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Jenny. Roll call vote. Jenny?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Current business, wellness court law, Clarissa.
Participated in a three-day tribal healing to wellness court planning initiative training presented by the National Association of Drug Court Professionals in November 2020. So the purpose of the Healing to Wellness Court Law is to establish the nation's Healing to Wellness Court to offer intensive case management, treatment, and court supervision to individuals who committed an offense directly or indirectly related to a substance abuse or addiction issue, provide access to holistic, structured, and phased substance abuse treatment and rehabilitation services that incorporate culture, tradition, and our ways, create intragovernmental and intergovernmental collaborative teams to interact with each participant, and encourage and support each participant in the goal of their recovery to lead lawful, productive lives free of substance abuse and addiction. It is the policy of the nation to bring together community healing resources with the nation's justice system to work collaboratively with intergovernmental and intergovernmental partnerships to reduce the abuse of alcohol and other drugs and drug-related criminal activity affecting the nation's community in an effort to promote lifelong substance abuse recovery and the reintegration of participants into the United community. So the Healing to Wellness Court law will establish the Healing to Wellness Court as a division of the trial court and delegate the authority to that court. It delegates jurisdiction to the Healing to Wellness Court for matters related to substance abuse and addiction and any matter arising under this law. It delegates authority to the Healing to Wellness Court to collaborate and enter into intergovernmental agreements with other courts of competent jurisdiction. It establishes the Healing to Wellness Court team, which is comprised of a trial court judge, court coordinator, Oneida Police Department officer, representative from probation, substance abuse treatment provider, representative of Oneida Culture and Heritage, and any other member as determined by the team. And the law provides how any revisions to the composition of the Healing to Wellness Court team are made. The law delegates authority to the Healing to Wellness Court to establish policies and procedures governing the operation and implementation of the Healing to Wellness Court program. And the law provides that the Healing to Wellness Court as a non-adversarial forum and that all team meetings and hearings are closed to the public and held in accordance with the policies and procedures created by the court. So on February 16th, 2022, the LOC approved the draft of the Healing to Wellness Court law and directed that a legislative analysis be developed. On March 16th, the LOC approved the legislative analysis. So the legislative analysis summarizes the law in plain English, and it provides additional background information on the development of the law and the legislative process, how this law relates to existing legislation. So now that we have a draft and a legislative analysis, we can move on to the next step of the legislative process, which is scheduling a public meeting. So starting on page 7 of your packet, you'll find the public meeting packet that we're hoping the LOC will approve today. So the public meeting packet starts with the public meeting notice. So this notice will be published in the April 20th, 2022 Gullywee Sox edition, and the whole public meeting packet will be placed online on the Oneida Register, and it will also be electronically provided to all managers, directors, and supervisors of the nation. So the public meeting for the proposed Healing to Wellness Court law will be held on May 4th, 2022 at 12:15 p.m. right here in the Norbert Hill Center's Business Committee Conference Room. For those who are unavailable to attend the public meeting, written submissions of comments or questions will be accepted up until the close of business on Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. So written comments can be submitted to the Nation Secretary's Office or the Legislative Reference Office. So the next document in the public meeting packet, starting on page 8, is the legislative analysis, and that is followed by a draft of the proposed Healing to Wellness Court law on page 15 of your packet. And then I just want to highlight that this will be the first in-person public meeting that the LOC is able to safely hold in more than 2 years. So we're now asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the public meeting packet and forward the Healing to Wellness Court law to a public meeting to be held on May 4th, 2022.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Kirby?
Yeah, I want to emphasize to the General Tribal Council that we are now going back to the 5-day after the in-person public meeting. Before it was 30 days out for public comment, written comment, and it's now back to the 5 days, which is the 4th, which is a Wednesday. And so it's Thursday, Friday, and not counting Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which is the 11th. So I wanted to emphasize that it's not the 30 days, we're back to the 5 days.
Thank you, Kirby. Any other questions or comments? I see none, so I'll do a roll call vote. Jenny?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Moving on to new submissions, the Oneida Land Claims Commission bylaw amendments. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 18 of your packet. So on March 21st, 2022, the LOC received a request to add the Oneida Land Claims Commission bylaws to the active files list for amendments by Chris Cornelius on the Oneida Land Claims Commission. So Chris provided that the Oneida Land Claims Commission began their annual review of their bylaws when they resumed meeting in January 2022, and they have identified revisions they would like considered to their bylaws. The Land Claims Commission feels the suggested changes will bring their bylaws to fit their current needs better and will update sections with the change due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So the agenda request form for this item can be found on page 18. This is followed by a redline copy of proposed changes and questions from the Land Claims Commission on page 19. So the LOC did discuss this agenda item this morning, and the LOC determined that since the dissolution of the Oneida Land Claims Commission is on an upcoming GTC meeting for consideration, that the LOC wishes to wait to see the result of the General Tribal Council's decision at that meeting before they consider whether or not to amend the bylaws. So we're looking for a motion from the LOC to table this item.
So moved.
Motion to table would be from Jenny. For a second.
Support.
Kirby seconds. Questions or comments? Roll call vote. Jenny?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. With that concludes our agenda for today. We're looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:08.
So move.
Motion made by Marie.
Support.
Seconded by Jenny. Roll call vote. Jenny?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.